This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is X-Men from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
With deadlines drawing near and a fool's paradise approaching, the development team is ready to provide release information, that date, and more today on Urban Radio.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
You've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in it.
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game Urban Terror.
And and welcome to Urban Radio Live on Inside the Game, and now available on Stick'em Video. Have you only been getting half the show? By that, I mean, have you not checked out the new Urban Radio video stream courtesy of Stick'em Video? Well, we have recorded a few shows now using this technology, and while it's not new, it is rather revolutionary for Urban Radio. So if you have listened to me on Inside the Game, and now is the time to go to urbanterra.net, click on the Urban Radio link, and this will take you to the Stick'em site, which is best viewed in Firefox. Sorry, IE. And I'm still working on recording a full show, and it may happen today during this show. It may not, but these shows would be available for playback on the Urban Radio site. Thanks to such a great community, I do have someone who is working on an independent stream for Urban Radio, similar to what you see on Stick'em Video, but would allow me a little bit more functionality as a host. There's some plans for future shows that I'm still working on as well. For example, I would like better integration of the host in-game feed. I tried it a few weeks back with only limited success, not enough that I actually liked how it turned out. The video is meant to support the audio stream, which is still the primary means of bringing you Urban Radio. The past few shows have been great, with support on both sides, the audio and the video side, and even stronger support after the fact with downloads and playbacks of the show. And I'm sure the upcoming release plays a major part of that, as gamers either tune in or download Urban Radio to get the most current news from the development team. Whichever you do, I want to thank you personally for the support over the years. This show's been going since 2000, now to its seventh year, which is amazing in itself, because I never thought I'd be doing this sort of support for a video game, let alone streaming video for the show. Regardless, a thank you again for myself and those past and present on the development team. As for today's show, wow, we have got some noteworthy news for you all. It was our intention last week to pass on the release date for Urban Terror. Unfortunately, I was wavering on the idea of being available to host the show on Saturday due to my daddy duties, as I turned them on my website, thesixthfloor.com. And I'm also sure that those who are new parents, like Ghost of FSK, can relate, but kids take up a hell of a lot of time. Last week was no exception for me. After conversing with Blade Killer, we decided to cancel the release announcements due to some developmental reasons, and our timetable for release was pushed back a week or so due to some additional work that would require the skills of 27. But together, we're all working as a team in order to get this final piece of this puzzle together so we can distribute it. So with no release date, myself being too busy to host the show, I canceled the show on Friday, but I guess many did not read the website, check IRC, or the Urban Radio page, and were fully expecting a show last Saturday. When we come back, we will give you a rundown of the show today and bring the terror here on Urban Radio, hosted at ITG and Stick'em Video.
This is Radio.
Hey, hey, and we are back. Thanks for checking in with Urban Radio today. I am your host, Oswald. Today we'll look at QA testing, which I think we do just about every week. We'll also talk levels yet again, some news that should make many old-school gamers very happy. We'll take your questions throughout the show. Oh, yeah, and then there's that question of when. I will have an answer for that as well. Many of those gamers outside the development team have no idea how committed we have been to Urban Terror over the years. Hell, I'm going on my seventh year working in support of support of Urban Terror, and I know Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow are not far behind me. I did receive a private message on the forums this past week from a gamer that was invited to take part in the QA testing. Now, I really leave it up to each gamer to make their position known, that they are part of the testing group. Many gamers, regardless of their QA status, have been critical about the game at some point. Now, this gamer in question was no different, being outright critical of the development team for what was termed their apparent lack of interest in the development cycle. Was it a fair statement? Who am I to say? Depending on when the comment was made, there could have been some legitimacy to it, but we take each development cycle serious and put in many hours and unbridled effort in order to release a final product. Then again, 2006 was a weird year for the development team. Those critical opinions were reversed, though, when the scope of development was actually brought to light upon getting involved with QA, not only with playing the test builds, but providing input, feedback, and comments on different aspects of the game. Astounded was the word this gamer used at the sheer amount of time and effort that was being put forth by the team and testers. Thankfully, this gamer, like many others, have been able to leave their mark on the upcoming release, and many of these marks are simple changes in a level or some gameplay feature that spawned on the QA forums. But these small marks make gamers feel more than just a gamer in the Urban Terror community. It has been said before, not only by the development team, but by many gamers in the community, that those participating on QA, they feel more than just a gamer when they play Urban Terror. Now, it may be a minor thing to gamers, but it makes a world of difference to the development team. Sometimes it's the community comments that keeps us developing Urban Terror long after many thought it would die a slow, painful death. Now, I can tell you this. This is the best version you will have played in many years, with testers like this who feel it's a great honor and who sees how the mechanics keep the URT cogs turning. So with that, the game will continue to taste success. What happens after the release is not yet known. It was said on a previous show that it would be highly optimistic to think this would be the end-all be-all of a release without any sort of problems. Like any development, there will be a patch to this release, and there will also be some more levels as of now incomplete that will also be finished and released on the UrbanTerror.net website. It is our hope that the more information we provide to the community from those gamers who are helping out in QA testing will help bring the community closer together as we near the release of Urban Terror. The same holds true of gamers who play in the community. Many changes over the years before we got deeply involved with QA testing were brought about because of input and feedback from the gaming community. So your feedback is just as important as those comments we read from the QA team during closed testing periods. And I do want to thank Naked Assassin for his private message on the Urban Terror forums. He is just one of many gamers who have been over backwards to help the development team create the upcoming release. Without gamers taking an interest in Urban Terror, the mod surely would have been terminated many years ago. It's time for a quick break, and when we come back, more Urban Terror information you can use. It's Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio on Inside the Game, watching live on Stick'em Video. And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald. Glad you could be with us this weekend as we bring the community up to date on where we stand in this development cycle. There was some discussion last month of releasing this past Saturday. Unfortunately, two minor issues hindered our decision. The first was the unavailability of 27 and the other, St. Patrick's Day. Now, I am neither Catholic nor Irish, so this holiday sort of gives justification to drink heavily, so it probably would have been a perfect weekend. So it was in our best intention to hold off releasing Urban Terror. In retrospect, after this past weekend of testing, it was beneficial to the team and community due to some irregularities we identified. So it is... it just begs the question, when in the hell will you release Urban Terror, or what I refuse to call Urban Terror version 4? Just a quick aside for those, for all intents and purposes, this is Urban Terror. Sure, all the games have patches, but rarely are they called by their patch. I don't play Battlefield 1942 version 1.23. I play Battlefield 1942. I don't consider Urban Terror in the beta form any longer, and neither should you. In fact, I quit using the beta tag with the 3.0 release. It's just Urban Terror, and now with the upcoming release, standalone. Sure, this is the fourth major iteration of development with countless intermediate cycles, but in the end, it is still Urban Terror. So back to the question at hand, when is the release date? Currently, we have scheduled the release date for Sunday, April 1st. No fooling, and yes, we are aware it is April Fool's Day, and I don't even recall releasing on this day. And no, we won't have written in big bold letters on UrbanTerror.net April Fools. This is the legitimate release announcement, and at the conclusion of this show, we will make it official on the website. The release will commence during the radio show, which right now is scheduled to start at 12 Pacific. That's 19 GMT. But as I said, that is subject to change right now. It will be a shortened version of Urban Radio, as many of my resources and main responsibility is the release itself. While I can multitask with the best of them, the release always seems to be a handful. As for further details, well, they'll be made on the website and during Urban Radio release party next Saturday. So, this is the news you've all been waiting for, so now you can start the official countdown, 7 days until the new version of Urban Terror, and I'm sure this comes as great news to all gamers in the community. Now we just have just about finished our part, but the rest is going to be up to you. In order to make the release successful, we need your help in spreading the word. It seems news to many gaming-related websites fall on deaf ears. I've yet to see any of our news I have sent to the gaming sites make their way to the news page. Now, there are a few exceptions, and I know I can count on those sites to post our news. We will provide full release to some of those gaming sites, and we ask that you do the same, all the gamers you know and other sites that you may visit. Urban Terror is far from dead, and this new release will breathe life into what has been a deflated community for about 18 months, with leagues losing clans and community servers going down to just a few popular servers. So once again, the release date is set for Sunday, April 1st, which we begin with the Urban Radio release party. And when we come back, it's time to kick it old school. This is Oswald, and you are dialed in to Urban Radio.
Radio.
Over the years, Urban Terror has seen many levels created by the development team and updated accordingly. Each development saw very little change to any of the levels, such as hotels, swim, train yard, docks, and streets, just to name a few. We will hear it time and time again. Streets was the best map. Why did you change it? Well, I compare it to Gerbil's level Urban from the old Action Quake 2 days. This was actually a horrible map for gameplay. Streets was much the same way. Levels need updates, and I believe the newer levels are well more planned and thought out when compared to many of the early levels we saw in Urban Terror. Now, that's not to say that those levels were not good during their time, but if they were not going to change with the development cycle and the game, then they would go the way of the dinosaur. Levels like Train Yard, Swim, Hotel, Ricochet, and Revolution, which is still one of my favorite levels, as well as many of the Drug Lord levels, are no longer supported by the upcoming release. Why is that? They have not changed, and they won't change due to a wide variety of reasons. But one level that was previously on the won't be included list has recently come off and will be included. This should make all you old school gamers giddy. The level is Uptown, created by Battle Cal. Now, prior to our communication with Battle Cal last year, he had sent us a .map file over in Dragon, actually took control of it. And when he was still a part of the team, he had planned on some working on it. Blade Killer, though, has taken that older map file, and she has updated this level the past week. Like some of the other levels, namely UT Casa, Turnpike, Uptown is not being overhauled, just updated. There are some changes being made that will not affect gameplay. Things like plants and lighting, possibly models, signs, and some crates will be changed to give the level a new, fresh look. There are a few gameplay issues being addressed with some of the spawns, but we'll make sure that the level works for Team Survivor, CTF, and Bomb Mode. She's also added some new buildings, more so to close in the upper level of the map, to the skybox. Again, this does not change how the level will play. The level is currently undergoing testing, and gamers are providing a wealth of information during this testing period. So we're happy to see that this level is going to make its way into the release. Uptown coming to a server near you. Look for some updated screenshots and videos over on UrbanTerror.net and right here at the Urban Radio site. It's time to step away again. As we go to break this time, we are going to check out this piece from Clan Base 2002.
Wicked, not able
Cup
to
Bronze Finals.
C-54
versus the Abjects. Now this,
the Wicked,
classic
who
Urban Terror.
Taken out by Pooh. Pooh also jumps on the Red Scorpion, taking him down. And Pooh gets the decisive kill here. It is now 2-2. We are just about 5 minutes into this first round. We spawn with the Abjects. Oh, it's going to be a close spawn. Here comes Crit 54 up the hill into the garden area. And what do we have here? Knives? What are they doing? I have no idea what they're doing. Everybody's sort of just, they're trying to kick everybody to death. Oh, my God. I knew these guys would have something funny today, but if you could see this, everybody is up in the garden area. I'm not sure what the hell they're doing up here. I wish I knew. Something is going to happen at 3 minutes remaining in this round. It looks like they are all lining up like they did in the movie Braveheart, as we are just about 10 seconds away here from 3 minutes. And they are lining up. And we are going to war here in 2 seconds, 1 second. And there goes everybody. You can hear the action. Everybody kicking everybody else's asses here in the server. Weapons have been shed, and it is a boot fest. Bend over and let your closest buddy kick you in the ass. I knew they would have something fun planned for today. Oh, and Jimmy the Saint gets some loving from Morph. As we see the Abjects healing up here. Abjects, it is actually Reason and Roadkill left for Crit 54. They're going to have to do a lot of ass-kicking if they're going to want to come out on top of this one. And it has come down to Reason. Reason, the last man here for Crit 54, getting his ass literally kicked. And there it is. Reason goes down the boot of passion from Sebrin, and the round is over. Oh, my. 3-2 now in favor of the Abjects. It was just something you had to see. And we are back, full auto mode. Oh, up in the garden area, or up in the grassy park. That is
even happening. Listen, play. This is Inside the Radio.
Hey, it's Oswald. We are back. That definitely had to be one of the most classic rounds in Clan Bay play, Clan Base play between Crypt 54 and the Abjects when that took place. Just watching it when it was in-game providing coverage is just hilarious. But I guess it's one of those things you had to be there and see. But I do want to give props to the guys over at C54 and A+, longtime gamers, and I'm sure we'll see some of them back here as the new release is shortly upcoming. So over the past few weeks, I was able to make available some short 5-minute videos of the upcoming release. While the quality is not top-notch, it should give gamers some indication of what to expect. Oddly enough, these videos have also provided gamers with yet another reason to complain. Actually, I should rephrase that. Question some of what we have done during this development cycle. I'm sure when Urban Terror is released, the real complaining will begin, but remember it is a very small percentage of complaints. That small percentage that actually complain, while the majority support the work that has taken place. So we've gotten, I think, about 9 videos now, maybe 10 videos out, showing off some of the in-game action from levels like Mandolin and Tombs, a few flyovers of Thingli, Elgin, Riyadh, as well as the first look Inside Turnpike, and yes, Tub has been at it again, reworking, or shall I say finishing Turnpike, and we will provide some new videos this week, including some of the older levels that have been updated for the release, as well as Uptown and a demonstration of the NVGs. Last week, we had a great turnout for QA testing. This was a stress test session for the server in which we had upwards of 20 gamers on a server in order to check for bugs and problems. This testing was a success, as most testing has been. Server did not crash, which is a positive, and gamers were able to help pinpoint some problems that gone unnoticed would have definitely caused bigger issues once released. Along with having fun playing Urban Terror, we're trying each of the game modes, Team Survivor, CTF, and Bomb, checking that gameplay and spawns were working and were correct. Few levels left a bad taste due to the poor spawn points that would start some gamers in very bad positions, especially when the opposing team targets you when the round begins. This is bad, yet easily corrected. So those were highlighted and are being investigated. There was also some minor issues with the wave respawn code that was not resetting after a timeout was called. Again, minor, but the problem will be fixed before release. From my standpoint, I've not spent as much time testing as I would like due to my other things in life that take priority over Urban Terror. And yeah, believe it or not, there are other things that take priority. I was able to spend about 45 minutes to an hour on and off the test server with Blade Killer, Schmeaky, Rich, and a few others from QA. Now, this is sort of a personal thing, but 10v10 and even 8v8 is too crowded, overcrowded on a server. Thus, 5v5 is a great round number for clan play. But since this was stress testing, you can sort of throw those preferences out the window. I was able to experience Tombs, Ambush, Elgin, and Thingley during Bomb, TS, and CTF. If there is one thing I took away, it was the level of enjoyment I actually felt when I was done playing. Now, for me, this is a rare feeling. I'm sure some of my comments are probably going to be a bit biased, but I felt the same elation with other games that I have purchased in the past, like Codename Eagle, Battlefield 1942, and GTA Vice City, just to name a few. The same holds true for a few console games like Mercenaries, FIFA 06, and Madden on the Xbox. Even during the game, it was great to actually hit what you aimed at. High ping and your connectivity issues may vary. To see players with new skins that are clearly visible, running around with fun stuff enabled, to see an all-around level of improvement in all aspects of the game. The same comments have been heard from other development team members as well. Again, the success of the release, once made available, will be up to you, the gaming community, to make your own decisions and determine the fate of Urban Terror. One final break, and we'll return for our last comments before putting a bullet in the show. This is Oswald. You are Inside the Game, and we'll be right back.
Georgia, he was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins was real. When he came across some children inserting coins into a slot, Cormor jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the Cormors due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been." Ronnie polished up your coins and paid that hand quick. The Cormor's got a booby and a brown sauce made for tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain off the board. Cormor opened up his bag as he clearly wasn't joking. And fire flew from his beak of steel as he fed the thing his token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in and sounded something like this. We'll be right back. and he said, I'm angry for corns as well. Then Cornbird bent all over and he said, what the hell is that smell? Corns are the animal morons. And I thought you'd have it before. Cornbird being stabbed in all the pain. Give a big slug straight to the brain. Bowed his beak because he knew that he had been beat. And he laid that golden coin down on the ground at Rhino's feet. Rhino said, Cornbird, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Then Rhino reached down and get the coin he was bitten and killed on the brain.
And before I leave you for this week, let's look at a top 10 list created with the help of the community. Really, it's impossible to limit this list only to 10, as there have been many individuals who have left some sort of impression on the game and community, both in a positive and a negative light. Yet we tend to forget those negative ones and focus more on the positive ones. A very difficult list to put together, but I've really not made any changes since compiling this list midweek. There are some great names that came back to the community from days gone by to current individuals who are still active in the community. With that said, here's a list of some of the individuals that made the runner-up list in no particular order. Lord, so unprecedented, shouted at, ridiculed. What he did was truly amazing. He was a supervisor when Urban Terror probably had its peak, and he did a tremendous job. We'll miss you wherever you are. Sweet Nuts, Mr. Casa to you and me, all-around great guy and near legend in the community. Magic, one of the best cup supervisors ever. Spectre, Fumla, because I probably still can't pronounce his name correctly. Kung Carl of Sweden, 27. Barbecue, the Big J. AutoAim.cfg, he and Naked Assassin cut from a different piece of wood, so I was told. Creepy, Emily, a.k.a. Femme Fatale, male, female, hell, I have no idea. Goth, transvestite, take your pick. Joe and Preet of Fro Servers, all their GTV support, as well as Preet helping to monitor and admin the forums. Illogical, who helped create the on the back end by creating a master server for Urban Terror. Satan, History, and eventually Koning. Woo, AGBD, what can I say? He's giant, he's black, he's a dude. The Almighty Asshat, I know I mentioned him before. Barbecue and Clan Pit, just a classic combination. Mr. Green, yes, the form of Moshikon. Apoxel, Mr. Sentry, Thumber, the grandest heart to be found in the Northern Hemisphere. Well, I actually haven't been below the equator. And he ruled with House Faholic for so long. Well, Keely, or Walkley, newest FS member, worth his weight in pretzels. Legomancer, Snopus, and yes, that is my phone ringing in the background. One of the more colorful individuals in the community, regardless if you love him, hate him, or if you are his gay lover. Hot Lips and Oswald, cute story, so says 27. Blaster, probably the most rude, wicked, foul, bad-tempered, violent, great, funny, cool, and totally mental guy ever in the community. And Roadkill, a lot of responses. Quick responder, always helpful, and we miss him on the forums for sure. Now, on to the list after those who did not make the top 10. And I actually have a special runner-up, and that runner-up is that stupid picture of Demon with a cone on his head. Roll back to 2001, the second year Sid was invited to QuakeCon in Mesquite, Texas. Barbecue and a few of his pit brethren find an orange cone in the parking lot of the Olive Garden. In bold black letters, the word coned is inscribed. Fast forward to the BYOC area, and that little bastard Demon is found and photographed with the pit guys holding the orange cone over his head. Coned, another classic in Urban Terror. Starting the list here at number 10, Leakers. Yes, those in a group of underachieving individuals who feel they are above the community and their development team, and they feel it's their right to take something that isn't their own and freely distribute it. Well, it's nothing new. This sort of low-life scum-sucking gamer has been around since the Beta 2 days when we started using QA testers. In the end, the mod, the team, and most of all the community went out. Number 9, Basilisk. WTF? Basilisk? Yep. In his own mind, he was a legend. To the community, he was an asshat. Development team member gone bad, who set out to ruin the team and the mod, but failed miserably. He thought he was a badass when he banned A-plus Blaster and coined the now infamous, and does that mean more than famous, right? Okay, so I'm stealing a line from the Three Amigos. Where is Blaster tag? Oddly enough, once banned from the community, the Where is Bass tags became just as popular. Number 8, the Stumble Inn, headed up by Enderman and Jaded Fox. Why not technically a person? This is a conglomeration of gamers who take part in the Stumble Inn. Started back in the year early days of Urban Terror, when our forums were hosted on Easy Boards, Enderman created this thread, which was considered a cyber inn, where gamers could come in, stumble in, I should say, and request their favorite drinks. In the words of Schminky Boy, it's got a personality of its own, and a Wendelin, too. If it were not for the forum Nazi condemning this place time and time again, this thread would span the course of about 6 years. Number 7, the Exploding Monkey, a lovable little furry mascot from the early days, whose claim to fame is doing just what his name implies. Thanks to Jaker, whom many of you don't know from Adam, he created a short video of our mascot doing what he does best. It was quite a hit throughout the community, and Jaker was one of our early graphic artists and resident Mac users who provided much of the testing on the Macintosh prior to the release of 1.0. Sort of cut from the same mold here. Number 6, Duckett. What is half duck, half cat, and says meak? Well, it's none other than Urban Terror's own Duckett. Now, what the F is a Duckett? This is yet another wacky creation from the mind of Barbecue. And to be honest, I'm not sure what spawned this creation, but I do recall it debuted on the header on the previous version of the Urban Terror website, and it drew many comments and laughs. As many of Barbecue's antics do, Duckett may be gone for now, but he is not forgotten. Number 5, we're into the top 5 here. The Forum Nazi, created for the sole purpose of closing and locking threads. The Forum Nazi is someone you don't reckon with. His sole purpose in life is to take the fun away from those in the forums with his thread-closed thank you drive-through, and picture the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld as his calling card. While he's still the main thread-closer on the forums, his job is not as highly regarded now, thanks to the help of some dedicated forum admins who make sure the forums are clean and they leave their own unique mark on the forums. Number 4, the Coinbird. Who wants some coins? That's right, it is Coinbird, yet another community favorite from years gone by, who is rather legendary thanks to Sweet Nuts and Clan Doggus. Coinbird first appeared in the level UT Casa, and later Mark Barbecue Clem composed and sang The Coinbird Went Down to Georgia, which you just heard on the previous break. Coinbird also made an appearance in Rommel if you jumped off the bridge into the water. Number 3, Wolf's Eye. We do have a tie, Wolf's Eye and Midget Killer. We'll start with Wolf's Eye here. On a personal level, my relationship with Wolf's Eye started off very rocky, as I was not a fan of his or his Act of War website. Then I went through a period where I made amends over something stupid, and since that time, Wolf's Eye and I had become the best of friends. His support of Urban Terror was unparalleled. Act of War was one of the biggest support websites for Urban Terror, housing FTPs full of levels, game files, many odds and ends. Basically, anything Urban Terror related he could get his hands on, it was made available. He also ran numerous game servers as well, holding fun and unique weekends playing some of the more bizarre levels, for example, the UT Christmas level during the holidays or the Padman series. Unfortunately, due to a few community asshats causing trouble and crashing his website, Wolfsly decided to leave the community. He's still around, but his work and support have not gone unnoticed over the years. The other person at number 3 here is Midget Killer. On the same level of Wolf's Eye, MK has provided a level of support far above your typical community supporter. Well, it's not a prerequisite for this list or any other, but his work on our website was just one in a long list of things that he has done in support of the development team and the community, and let's not forget all his work on the Map Depot over the years. He continues to provide his skill and knowledge throughout the community. Number two, Blade Killer. Yes, one of the most notable figureheads in the community has been Blade Killer. From her duties as server admin to all-around development team member to clan gamer, this woman does it all. Her skills have flourished over the years, and her skill set when it comes to development has improved and broadened. From her early work on the weapons and model skins, she's dedicated countless hours to improving her trade and adding to it her skills by learning the art of rigging and animation, basic modeling, and now level development and revision. Her work on levels such as Rommel have helped keep it a mainstay in the Urban Terror community, and this is just one example of a level she has had a hand in recently. No less than 9 in the upcoming release. Blade Killer truly is the heart and soul of the development team. And at number one, I know it's probably going to be a bit controversial, and I'm sure there's many people on this list who could have made the number one slot, but number one, it's got to be Ghost of FSK. One of the most likable figures in the community has been Ghost. He has been over backwards for the development team the past few years, supplying us and you in the community with the Urban Terror forums and website, which he hosts and maintains. He also runs FSK game servers and clan. His support has been invaluable over the years to the development, providing us quite a bit and asking for very little in return. We are very thankful for members like Ghost who continue to support the game. So thank you to everyone who gave their opinion. I know this list is far from complete, and there are probably others who were left off that should have been mentioned, and others who left you saying, what the F? Well, we'll put together another top 10 list during the release party. If you have a suggestion or a top 10 list of your own, email urbanradio@itg.net. And well, folks, that is going to do it for March 24th. This edition of Urban Radio is now over. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Inside the Game on the audio side and Stick'em on the video side. Big news for today, April 1st will be the upcoming release date for Urban Terror. Ties to be provided on the website, urbanterror.net. We'll also be live next Sunday for the Urban Terror release party right here on Urban Radio. Do your part, spread the word about the upcoming release. We will be providing game files early to a limited number of FPPs. If you still have not sent in your requests, then get cracking. Email oswald@planetquake.com with that request. While we'll not fulfill all the requests, so the sooner you get yours in, the better chance you have. For Inside the Game and Frozen Sand, this is Oswald for Urban Radio, and we'll see you on the respawn.
Over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.